Students eating at the Gordon Commons cafeteria on the UW-Madison campus have a lot of choices on what they can eat.
So you want pita, turkey, with mustard cheese, right?
Last year, students could choose between conventional hamburger patties and organic. This year, all the quarter pounders are organic. Proponents have long pushed for this and other menu changes toward natural foods. Mark Allsteel, a freshman from Mequon who's attending UW-Madison, does not have strong feelings about the issue either way.
It seems like a novel idea. I guess, unless there's like a big health problem with non-organic beef, I don't see the reason to have such a big effort for organic beef, but I don't have a problem with it. As long as it doesn't mean more money.
The retail price of burgers at Gordon Commons and the three other residence hall dining rooms will not change. The associate director of campus housing says food services is paying 50% more for organic beef, but will spread that cost out to other food items. Robert Fessenden says supplies of other organic foods used on campus can be hard to find because they're limited or seasonal, like apples grown regionally. So far, supplies of organic beef have met UW demands of the 30,000 pounds used in hamburger patties.
Quite frankly, we're always real careful that it is good quality. We don't want something that says it's organic and then have it be tough or gristly or something like that. So we work real hard to find a good organic product.
Many believe organic beef is healthier or tastier. Conclusive studies have not yet shown that. Dave Siebold, a sophomore dining at one of the cafeterias where the organic burgers are served, says his taste buds can't tell the difference between conventionally produced beef and organic patties.
Not particularly. It tastes the same, as far as I could tell.
With the popularity of natural food markets, most students are familiar with the concept of organic products, but not all. Fessenden says with this year's switch to all organic burgers, they posted cafeteria signs so students wouldn't be confused like they've been in the past.
And one of the things we had last year, we offered both organic and conventional. And one of the things we heard back from some students is some students thought organic meant vegetarian.
The UW-Madison hopes to expand its organic menu even further. They tried out a lettuce mix, but many students didn't like the more unusual tasting specialty greens. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.